Freddie, just picture this. It's Monday evening. I'm doing my weekly food shop. I'm in Waitrose wearing my barber face mask. I'm about to buy chicken chunks and the person next to me realises that, hold on, is that Lash Banter 10? I pull down my face mask and I start saying, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. Because we're in Waitrose by Clapham Common, everybody starts to realise, oh my God, the chief chat officer, the CEO of Clapham's here. They all follow me to the boozer where I'm buying Slimline Tonic and Gin, and they all start singing, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash. More lash. All of a sudden, the head of Waitrose, Clapham Common, comes over and goes, can everyone just stop? I say, hold on, mate. I'm the CEO of Clapham. Do you mind? He goes, oh, sorry, I didn't mind. Can I give you a discount? I say, yes. He suddenly starts singing, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash. More lash. And everyone joins in and they're all singing, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. And then basically, that's how I'll end up getting 20% off all my shopping at Waitrose.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 7.5. It's not a valid episode, as it were, because Archie's decided to have a little...
Freddie, tell them I'm in Saint-Tropez.
Well, I was about to say it.
No, tell them. Well, what they call it in the city, they call it an ST Recharge, the Saint-Tropez Recharge.
ST Recharge.
It's basically where you go to Saint-Tropez, you're still doing business, but you're topping up in the tan and you're enjoying the lash tenfold.
Well, it doesn't
tell them that. Can they hear me?
Yeah, they can hear you.
Because I mean, the Wi-Fi in Saint-Tropez is magnificent.
Well, it doesn't look like you're in Saint-Tropez. It looks like you're in sort of the countryside in England or something.
No, I'm still doing business. I'm in my office in my villa, what I like to call Château de Cousin.
Right.
Actually, you see that painting in the background?
Yeah, yeah.
That one there.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah, yeah. It's quite small. Look, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, you'd have to be working in the city for a good 5 years on a... pretty reasonable high basic plus bonus to afford that for 5 years.
Put it this way,
I'm not going to tell you how much it is because that'd be crude and I'm not like that, you know.
Wow, a little Matisse.
It's half a million pounds.
Jesus Christ.
That painting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that is incredible. So you've been
I'm big into the art. Out in France, it's one of my hobbies. I'm big into collecting art. In fact, if anyone ever does want tips on art, then let me know. I've got a really good art dealer out here. A guy I've actually been hanging around here with, a German guy. I went to 2 years below me at school called Cornelius.
Right.
But I call him Corny. Right. Corny. And me and him have been hitting the old Sank to Sank quite a lot. You know what I mean? Bloody good guy. He typical European, lids on point, rig is, you know, skinny stacked, loves a pair of short shorts and a good Ralph Lauren linen shirt. And he definitely knows his way around a rosé bottle or two. Only bad point, lack of sense of humor. But to be honest, you don't really need sense of humor when you're doing business or dealing art.
Well, that's incredibly exciting. And you've been out there for sort of 4 or 5 days. Are you out there by yourself in the villa? Or did you take that? What was her name?
Bashir couldn't come. Decided it was a bit too risque. But there's actually some special lady out here with me. And well, Fred, I'm going to keep this one on the DL, the down low. Just it's a little filly I've been BDing for quite some time since all this, you know, 10-week challenge has been going. I've been BDing her quite a lot, calling her every day, you know, just checking on, making sure that the deal is coming to fruition. And yeah, I managed to get this this lovely little filly out here with me, and I'm hoping that, you know, the deal can be done. There's a few stipulations that we have to sort out, if you know what I mean. But yeah, pretty confident that I'll be able to nail the deal, if you know what I mean. I'll be able to nail the deal.
So can we find out more about her or not?
No, I can't. I don't want to digress too much. But okay.
Think she could be the one?
Freddie? Quite possibly, yeah. Quite possibly.
And can you tell the listeners, what does a sort of an average day in Saint-Tropez look like for Mr. Archie Curzon and this lady?
Average day, get up. I'm working out for 3 to 4 hours. I've got a coach out here, a PT. So we do 4 hours a day. Two hours of sort of cardio, HIIT, 1 hour weight. And then it's about half an hour of yoga, then half an hour of mindfulness. Just working on the mind. Obviously, look, I'm getting older in my career. Got to work on my flexibility, my mental attitude. And yeah, it's really helpful. And by that time, it's about 7:30. I have a nutritious breakfast made by one of the staff here. It will be fruit, some protein, normally some egg whites, and 3 or 4 avocados. Then I'll probably do a bit of reading, either the FT or I'll just the business news in one of the local papers. Although
do you speak French? Or?
Because no, I don't, and that is a real challenge. It's a real challenge.
But you still read them.
I can kind of make out what they're talking about. You know, business is business. I speak the language of business, Freddie.
Yeah, coins so the same really in every language. Any.
Exactly. It's Le Coin. So yeah, and then from there, you know, networking begins. I'll have a shower, I'll get changed, put on some aftershave, and I'm down to the harbour in Saint-Tropez, just networking. Probably have a coffee or two, just letting people, you know, see me. Normally I've actually got my Fitbit on because I'm just monitoring calorie intake and calorie outtake. But if I'm going down to the harbour, then I'll chuck on the cheeky Rolex just so, you know, people know. You know, it's one of those signs that you know you do business. It's what I would describe Saint-Tropez is like LinkedIn, because you're just going around asking people to connect, but it's not virtual. By that time, I'm heading down to one of the many beach clubs here, normally with Cornelius, my art dealer and very good friend, Corny. And, you know, that is where Lash does take place. And it is constant. That's why I'm doing as much exercise as I am, because I am intaking a hell of a lot of rosé. I mean, if you turn me upside down, I'd be like a little barrel of rosé. And a rosé would come out of my mouth. And all you'd need is a bit of ice. And it would be what you'd get is a mixture of Whispering Angel, of course, and Minute. Which is actually another business idea I've got, to mix them both and come up with my own rosé.
Sell the ultimate sort of Curzon rosé, as it were. Bringing together two best brands.
Yeah, probably call it Le Coin.
Le Coin, I like it. Mate, I'd be into that.
Yeah.
And these business dealings in Saint-Tropez, sort of mid-afternoon, who you get meeting? French guys, Russians, Chinese, Americans?
I've been connecting with one of Corny's German friends called Benny Gupt. Really good German guy. He really interesting bloke, actually, and loves a short pair of shorts and a colourful shirt and some decent boat shoes. So he was good to go. Resides in Munich, and we've been talking all kinds of stuff. He's a really interesting client for me, because he's just left school, but he's got a lot of money. His father's got a lot of money.
Right.
So I've been lashing it up with him, and hopefully we'll be able to do business. But there's, Fred, to be honest, you know, I've been doing business out here all week. You know, I've come on the podcast to switch off. But basically, you've got to come down to Saint-Tropez. It's just glorious. I don't understand why, you know, we don't all go there once a year. Have you been?
I have been a couple of times, and I was actually, I got a friend who's out there at the moment, alongside yourself, of course, who invited me out for a couple of days, but I'm not sure
yeah,
I can.
Who's that?
Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan?
Yeah.
Morgie?
Yeah, Morgie.
Oh, mate, well, mate, hook me up. I could do some business with him. If he wants a little luncheon at Sank de Sank, which is basically the fucking Ned on the beach.
Right.
It's unbelievable. It's just such good chat down here. One thing, the way, do you know the way I spell Saint-Tropez?
No. Go on, tell me.
B-A-N-T-S. Bants.
Wow.
Because that's what you get here. Also, I've come up with such a good new saying when I've been out here. Me and Corny came up with it. When we see something that's really cool, Freddie, we just say, oh, that's so money.
That's so money.
That's so money. Yeah. So, like, we ordered some gambons, which is prawns in French for the people who don't, you know, there's probably quite a few people listening to this podcast don't understand French. Gambons, which is king-sized prawns. I think actually the way you pronounce it is because they were king size. I think it's le grande gambons.
Le grand gambon.
And they came and they were just, you know, spectacular. You know, at these beach bars, you know, you're paying 50 euros for a starter.
Yeah.
And when it arrived, it was just, we were like, oh my God, that's so money. That's so money.
Good.
And it was just so good.
And did the people...
And like, money is so good, right?
It's
really catching on. A lot of people now in Saint-Tropez, you'll catch them. And, you know, they'll see... Like, I saw a guy yesterday running on the beach. And he was in just in great shape. I said to Corny, I was like, mate, that guy is so money. And he was like, what do you mean? I was just like, oh, he's so money. That's such good look in Saint-Tropez. The sweat, the run, the rig. That's the ideal.
How much have you spent, do you think? You're only about 4 days into the trip. How much are you spending on a daily basis?
At least what a hockey player earns in a year.
So not that much.
Like I said, I'm out here with my European friend. Everyone, you know, my saying, one of my many sayings is, you have to have a European friend. If you don't, then what's the point of going to private school?
Yeah.
And Corny is really my European friend. You know, last night we went out and he was wearing, I've just ordered some amazing Gant white jeans. And they are so money.
Christ.
Out here in Saint-Tropez. And he was wearing a white trousers, white linen shirt. And then he has like a really cool shark tooth necklace that he sort of dangles down over his shirt. And he was wearing some sort of leather sandals, which in Clapham isn't money, but in Saint-Tropez, it is money.
Right,
and he looked pretty good. If he could tan, which he can't, unfortunately, he hasn't got the genes. He did actually look, he looked a bit ill, but the look, the fashion was on point. It was money, but the skin color.
Didn't work.
The paleness. No. Because when the music started going, the UV lights, you really could see him.
And have you found it hard to sort of stay true to this lady you've gone out there with? She remains nameless because you refuse to tell us her name.
No. She loves the lash. She loves the lash. So she comes out, you know, she's, I guess, in a way, I would call her, you know, my bit out here. You know, she comes, she's there for the business transactions. She understands that, you know, when you're rolling with, you know, Archie C., the magician, the CEO of Clapham, the chief chat officer, Lord of Lash.
Yeah.
The
saint of Saint-Tropez. You
know, the saint of Saint-Tropez. Yeah. Then you know that, you know, I'm going to be connecting with people. That's what I do.
Mm.
So she hides in the background. Obviously, look, I get a lot of attention from females, but I've only got my eyes set on her. And she's so money, Fred. She's so money.
Does she speak French? Does she help you translate some potential business transactions or not?
No. She doesn't speak French. Because yesterday when I was talking about gambons, she had no idea. She had no idea I was talking about prawns. But then I explained to her that gambons are prawns. Or poulet out here is chicken.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Because two days ago for breakfast, I was saying to one of the people who work here, I said, look, I need, I was like, le boil poulet, which is boiled chicken. And the young lady I was out here with, she was like, what are you talking about? So I said to her, you know, I speak a bit of French.
Yeah.
Speaking a bit of French. I'm saying I need boiled chicken.
For breakfast.
And she was like, why are you eating boiled chicken? And then I explained the macros. What I think fascinates her, Freddie, is that I speak, you know, I speak business, I speak French, business, I speak fitness, and I speak rugby. And those are five languages.
Archie, I know you're a busy man. You're going off to Saint-Consent this afternoon, I believe, for some partying.
I am, yeah.
So you don't have long, but we did say that we were going to answer some. And I must point out quickly, that's why we're doing a slightly different pod this week, because we're hearing straight from the CCO, the Saint of Saint-Tropez mouth, about his experience out there. But you've got time to answer some questions from some of the listeners?
Yeah, of course. You know, look, Freddie, you know, the podcast and the fans are important. And, you know, I penciled in half an hour. Obviously, I'm back next week and the CHAT chat will resume.
Commercial break.
Alone.
Saint-Tropez has been pulling in the biggest and sexiest names since boogieing was invented, and this summer is set to be no different. Welcome to Club Saint-Concat, the sister and much younger destination to the legendary Club 55. Come along, drink Bollinger, dance to the hottest DJs in Europe, and then if you're still feeling naughty and you know the right people, maybe you can even take some illegal contraband. We'll turn the other way if you spend 15,000 euros on your table within the first 2 hours of coming here. Reserve your VIP table now at www.clubsaintconcat.fr. We can't wait to see you. Party on, DJ!
The first question we've got today, Arch, is from Rutherford Even, and he says, Arch, what are the plans...
What's his name?
Rutherford Even. Ivan.
Rutherford Ivan. Yeah. Okay.
And he said, what are the plans...
Didn't know we had that many people up north listening to the pod.
He said, what are the plans for replacing Debenhams at Clapham Junction now that it's shut forever?
Yeah, great question. Funny that he lives in Clapham with that name. But okay, we'll let that slide. Big plans. One thing we're looking at doing is to bring in a sort of merge all the Fitness Firsts into that building. So it'd be just the biggest Fitness First in the country.
Wow.
With a sort of Fitness First CrossFit floor. And then below would be like, basically first floor would be like supplements. We sell merchandise, not just Fitness First merchandise, but Clapham Falcon merchandise. Obviously you could buy Le Coin there, the rosé that I'm developing, and also Fitness First stuff. First floor would just be weights, third floor cardio, top floor fit, like CrossFit chat.
Okay, awesome. The next one comes from Bean Butler. He says, if you could go back in time to your younger self, what would you tell him?
Yeah. Being quite poignant, I would probably just say to myself, don't listen to everything Mr. Matthews said. And I'll leave it at that.
IEUJ said, thoughts on a summer mullet? #, lid of legends.
No. I don't do mullets. Mullets are great for kids out there, but I'm a businessman. And for me at the moment, I'm working on growing the lid to an acceptable length that is okay to do business. And so far, so good. I've got to say, a lot of people have been saying out here, like Corny always says, that my lid is so money.
Right. Okay. Harry J93 says, what pre-holiday prep goes into sorting the rig?
Yeah, it's to be honest, there's not a lot of prep. You know, my mental attitude is that I'm going on holiday every day, so I don't let my rig slide. One thing I do, and obviously no one's really seen my house, but if you go into my bedroom, it's just mirrors everywhere, the walls and the ceiling. Wow. I can't get away from my chassis. Okay. So I'm constantly looking at it and developing it. You know, if I let it slide, Freddie, I'm waking up, I straight away up in the ceiling, I can see my rig from a lying down point of view. I get up, I can see myself sitting up, and I can see the chassis from that angle. You know, I get up then, and I'm standing up, then I get the stand-up chassis. So I'm constantly monitoring and developing the rig. You know, Maisie's been at me recently a bit to bulk up. He wants me to be more Johnny Wilkinson 2003 rig than, let's say, a Danny Cipriani rig. You know, I'm naturally going to lose my pace as I get older. So I need to bulk up. I need to be more poignant in defense. I need the body to cope with, you know, the big hits I put in, and also the big hits I put in the lash.
Right. Okay. Well,
that answers so many.
Yeah, that answered that one wonderfully. Con PZ said, what sort of things should I be including on my CV?
When I'm recruiting for people to work for me, I always look at school, university, hobbies. Those are the main things. And like banter. So, for instance, a little tip I do is obviously at the bottom of my CV, I just have a quote that is, you know, something that I've developed. And I just put, basically, the bottom of my CV, which, let's face it, I did my CV a long time ago because I've been working in the same company quite a long. I just moved my way up the ladder. But I just put look good, play good in quotations. And then I just put my name, Archie Cousin.
Jesus.
2008.
Okay, Arch. I mean, and then
above that was my school, university, all my rugby accolades, all my sporting achievements, Duke of Edinburgh, all the charity work I've done. You know, a lot of the stuff I did in my gap year in Canary Wharf, I did a lot of charity work there.
Right. This next one is sort of a joint question from Ludo Grant and Joe Theobald.
Also, can I, Fred? Sorry to interrupt, but I also don't think it's if you've got a a connected parent, which I did. I also attached his profile to my CV, but that was mainly to remind the guy who I was interviewing with whose son I was.
Ah, okay. Nepotism at its best.
I just had my a picture of me and my dad on holiday, paperclip to it, and then just my dad's job, basic salary, and just a little paragraph on how he knew my dad.
Okay, well,
which is funny enough, they met in Saint-Tropez.
Really? God, yeah. It's a small world when you're that rich, isn't it? The next one's a sort of joint question. They say, how do you charm the ladies? Can you speak French? If so, how do you adapt your CHAT to cater for le François client, which should actually be le clientèle François. Le clientèle française.
Like I said, I think, you know, at Saint-Tropez, chat it gets you so far, but you've got to have, you know, everything that goes with it in Saint-Tropez. So when I walk into a restaurant, obviously, look, I'm with my filly here at the moment, a lovely girl. But if I was single, then, you know, it's all about the, you know, I'd wear a crisp linen Ralph Lauren shirt with some Jack Wills swimmers. Then I'd have some, you know, unbelievably nice boat shoes to go with that. Then I'd match that with a Rolex watch that would be out. People understand that language, Rolex. Then I have my, you know, my Ray-Ban sunglasses that are, I might even leave the price tag on if you get, you know, catch my drift. And then I'd top it off by wearing really expensive aftershave and a lot of it so people could smell me, not just near me, but afar.
Okay.
And that's how you attract the ladies.
We're joined.
You know, like cash talks here, Fred.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
I they've actually, due to coronavirus, have said don't use cash if you can. But, you know, unfortunately, when I travel to Saint-Tropez, there's the one bit of kit I never forget is my money clip. And I just take out, you know, a lot of cash in me and I just have it. As I pull my wallet out, I take my money clip out and I put the money clip on the bar so they see the wads of cash I've got, but then I'll pay my card. And that's the language. The money clip, that's what I'd say to one. It's the key to anything is a money clip in Saint-Tropez.
Leading up,
mine's leather. Mine's a leather money clip. You don't get to see that many times.
You don't. You actually don't. They've gone out of fashion a bit, really.
No. In the Saint-Tropez, it's all about the money clips.
Hamish Minton says, what's the most successful quarter?
Actually, you've got a really good story for you, Fred. There was a guy I used to do business with called Clarence. Top bloke. Went to some sort of minor private school up north. I have no idea what it's called. But really good bloke. Spoke with a hilarious northern accent. I just could never get over the fact that he had money. And he spoke like, oh, you're right. I was like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. I'd be serious. He had money, but I'm sure he would know what gambling's like. But in the end, he had a delicious Rolex watch. And I just came up with a nickname for him, Risky. And he absolutely loved it. And we used to, I had him in my phone book as Risky. And when he rang me, a Rolex would come up on the screen.
God.
And the boys in the Ned one night, I remember he was actually on quite good form. And the text on the City Slickers WhatsApp group was just Risty was on such good form. And it was a shame because we would have let him into the City Slickers. But like I said, it was a language barrier.
Well, that's understandable. There are rules to get
Risty, into. if you're listening, mate, let's definitely link up for a few flutes soon.
Hamish Minton says, most successful quarter you've had in both the business world and the Chica department?
Q3 2017. It was delicious. Absolutely delicious. Spread it about in the business world, in the social world, and actually was playing sevens at the time. And it was one big wet Q3 for me.
God.
I took a big splash in the business, the social, and the rugby scene.
Jesus Christ. That man.
God, I missed. 2017 was. Q4 was pretty good as well.
Archie, that man can drink asks, is VDL still what it used to be?
Yeah, listen, I absolutely love Vlad Lobo. And if it wasn't for bloody coronavirus, Geckos would be getting it. I'd probably fly from here to Geckos for a big, big lash up with the boys and Vlad Lobo. Probably see if Max Evans was about for a plank competition, if you know what I mean.
Rob Downs, 2712. What's the furthest north you've ever been?
Cheltenham. I went to Cheltenham for the races, and that was Cheltenham.
Henry Davy 10, yeah. Would you ever do business with a love interest?
Well, I guess marriage is a business transaction in my eyes. It's money and sex, which are in my top five things I like to do.
Well,
top 10.
So last but not least, even though we could go on forever, is there an opening for a prop? So this is Tom May 220, not the Tom May. Another Tom May. He goes, is there an opening for a prop to join the Chassis Monsters, or is it backs only?
Unfortunately, it's just nothing against the guy, but it's aesthetics. And no one wants to see some fat knacker with his top off doing battle ropes. If you know. Sorry.
I think that answers it perfectly. So, Arch, plans, anything apart from clubbing, anything exciting before next see you sort of when you're back here?
Freddie, all I'm doing is smashing back flutes, enjoying rosé and networking. I mean, how much better can it get?
Well,
it is absolutely glorious.
Archie, I will let you get back to it. Thank you so much for giving us half an hour of your holiday, and we can't wait to see you back in Clapham next week.
Freddie, just before I go, one thing I did see while I was out here was what's going on with you at the moment, weekend-wise. You put a very strange post up. You look very sweaty.
I was a bit like your CCO of Clapham. I was CCO of the dance floor, and so I was asked to spark alive the party at a friend's birthday, and successful it was. Eventually, everyone joined, but I worked up quite a sweat getting ready.
Freddie, you really need to get into doing some fitness.
Yeah,
and you need to come out to Saint-Tropez and work on the old tannage.
Yeah, well, actually, my tan's not too bad, but I do agree I've got to shore up the chest a bit.
Filter, Freddie. Filters are your friends.
I'll bear that in mind, mate.
Obviously, I don't need a filter. The lighting here is glorious. Well, as I'm an influencer, I'm always measuring the lighting. And the lighting out here, no matter where you go, interestingly, Saint-Tropez has got one of the best lighting for Instagrams in the world.
Well, maybe you should bottle up the lighting and bring that back to Clapham for all of us. Archie, thank you so much for speaking to us, mate. Stay safe, and we'll see you back in London next week. July got a lot of numbers. I'll see you next year when we do another run of July. July was a lovely year.